Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 29 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. The topic that the Chafetz Chaim addresses in this section is the topic of public information. And it seems that on some level, if information is already public knowledge, one would be allowed to repeat it, provided that they are not intentionally causing damage and are simply relating certain facts. We need to know what type of information is being relayed. Is it actual derogatory information, which becomes very wondrous? Why would the prohibition of Lashon Hara suddenly evaporate just because lots of people are doing it? Or perhaps, as we will see, it's talking about information that's not directly damaging, it's not Lashon Hara, but could cause ramifications, and therefore it gets its own parameters. Says the Chafetz Chaim Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion. And in the commentary, he explains that he's very uncomfortable with this because the other authorities disagree with the interpretation which he is going to attribute to the Rambam. And in fact, other commentaries say that the Rambam never meant what the Chafetz Chaim understood him to mean. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim is going to present something in the name of the Rambam, which the Chafetz Chaim disagrees with, and many commentaries say the Rambam never meant. Nevertheless, that's the way the Chafetz Chaim understood the Rambam's words, and so he writes, Im echad siper genus, if a person spoke Lashon Hara b'fnei shlosha, in front of three people, so he certainly was in violation of Lashon Hara, but it's already a situation of the damage has been done. Because if these three people are normal, regular people who sometimes speak Lashon Hara, we're in a situation, at least the way the Chafetz Chaim understood the Rambam, although he disagrees with him, that the listener is not going to be restricted by the laws of Lashon Hara, because kevar nishma hadavar v'noda lakol, the assumption is that the word is out, and people know this, at least in the local city, and there's no further damage being done by your repeating it. The chavrach chavra islay, because each person has a friend, and it's already public information. This would be a similar application regarding newspapers. Once an article is published, one would think it's public information. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even according to the Rambam, the way he understood it, that you're allowed to repeat such information, dafka lesaper b'derech akra'i, only if you say it by the way, avalo sheyiskaven lahavir hakol, ulegaloso yoser, but not with the intention to make the rumor go further than it already was. Your intent has to be that, by the way, it came in to the conversation. Shekvar nisparsem hadavar, because it's already public information. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam, which is found in Deos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, the Rambam simply writes, Hamesaper devorim shegormim im nishmu ish mipi ish lahazik chaveru. A person is relating information that would cause, if they were heard, one person to the next, some damage to this person. One could well understand this Rambam that he was not referring to things that were intrinsically derogatory, You are not saying things that the person did something wrong or has a bad attribute. On the contrary, you are simply saying things that are neutral information but could cause damage. For example, there's a Gemara that says that you're not allowed to publicize that a person is a very good host, because bad people might pick up on that information and start taking advantage of his generosity. That might be a case that the Rambam was talking about. Devarim shegarmim im nishma'u. They would cause, if they were heard, some sort of damage, but not that they're intrinsically damaging. Likewise, if there was an article printed in the paper that so-and-so was affected by the market, and right now he's down on funds, it's not intrinsically bad. He didn't do anything wrong. It's public information about a situation beyond his control, but it could cause him damage if too many people know about it. Once it's public information, provided that you're not intentionally publicizing it, it just came up in conversation, the concept here would be that such a thing, which is not intrinsically bad, might not be restricted by the laws of Lashon Hara because it's already public. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.